So the purpose of presentation, if we could start with the bottom Ramban, number 8. There's beautiful Rambans towards the end of Parshas Beshalach that are more global, not on the Pasuk. So they're very inspiring. And the concept that we'll deal with at the Shmuz will be trying to qualify the words of this Ramban. So we'll just read it quickly. We should be equally cognizant of a small mitzvah as a big mitzvah, a light mitzvah, a heavy mitzvah. Shekulan chamuras v'chavivas ma'od, because they're all very special. Shebekol sha'adam mora b'hen l'elokav, mode b'hen l'elokav, because at every moment a person is showing their acquiescence, their embracing, their validation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kavonas kol ha'mitzvah shenamen b'elokeinu, and the kavana, this is just so all-encompassing, the kavana of all the mitzvahs, we don't have that many pieces, the kavana of all the mitzvahs, the common denominator, the common thread of all the mitzvahs, shenamen belokenu, that we should believe in Hashem, v'nodelo, and to admit to him, shehu baranu, that he created us. That is the kavana of the mitzvahs. V'kavana se yetzira, this is the kavana of creation. She'en lutam acher b'yetzir rishoner, there was no other reason for the creation. Vein le'elyam b'tachtonim chofetz, and Hashem doesn't want anything in this amongst the tachtonim milvadze, except for this. She'yeda ha'adam, that a person should know, v'yoder le'elokav shebaru, that a person should know and admit that Hashem created me. It seems like that's not such an easy concept to drive home. The purpose of all the mitzvahs, the purpose of all creation, is that Adam should be moda that Hashem created him. This is the tachlis of all tayag mitzvahs. And throw into it the tachlis of creation. The kavonos romamos hakol betfilos, and the whole intent of the romamos, the high level of voices in tefillah, the kavonos batekanesios, and the kavonos of all the shuls, the schus tefillos harabim, and all the schusim of the tefillah of tzibur zehu, is the following: shiyeh livnei adam mokom sheyiskabtzu v'yodu lekel. There should be a place where people can gather and admit and be moda to Hashem shebaram, that Hashem created them, v'imtziyam, and he brought them here, v'yafars muzeh, and they should publicize it, v'yamu lefano bir yoscha nachnu, and we should say before Hashem, we are your creations. I think the nekudas are bir yoscha, but I'm not baal diktuk. Okay, so this is pretty powerful. It's the purpose of all creation. It seems like all the everything that's going on in shuls and a lot of sideshows going on. Think about all the generations of machlokas that probably took place. It's all kedai, you know, because how many boards and presidents and all the craziness. Once you have people getting together, it causes this. It'd be much less complicated if you tell people to go at home, but somehow they get together and a mukam that they'll gather and say, Hashem, you created me, it's all worth it. Just to say, Beryosa Nachnu, we are your creations, you created us. That's the whole purpose of everything. So that's a very powerful statement. So I just wanted to, we hear so many shmuzim or speeches on how a lot of the, we don't pay enough attention to us. Let's say it's not a powerful statement. Let's say a person's getting a little inspiration from something. I want to see, like, how powerful is this? How far does one have to go to be able to be mekayim this tafkid? What has to get done? So you probably maybe get the gist already. From these parshas, you could learn a lot. You can learn a lot from Paro in the Mitzrim. It's like unusual, so many shmuzim just to see how Paro acted. But the pasuk says, "Natisa yamincha tivle moritz." You tilted or your right hand, and the whole earth turned upside down. So Rashi says, "Tivle moritz mikan shezochu lekvura b'schar she'amru Hashem atzadik." In Makas Barad, so the Mitzrim said, Hashem HaTzadik V'ani V'ami HaRishoyim, and I and my nation are wicked. And Rashi says, Tivlei Mo'aretz, that the earth, I guess, by Yamsuf was an upheaval, and the Mitzrim were buried. It was because of a schus that they had. Tremendous merit that Mitzrim had because they said, Ani Hashem, Hashem HaTzadik, V'ani V'ami HaRishoyim. The Ramban says the same, Rabbi Hussein Uwam, Shepascha Aretz Espia, the earth opened up, Ubolosam, they swallowed them up, Shezachu L'Kvura, B'Shar She'amru Hashem HaTzadik. And they were Zocha to Kvura, that's a schus, that they got burial. Because they said Hashem HaTzadik. So Pashtus, you know, it took them 7 makas to say it. And you see it wasn't very long lasting. Didn't last too long. And yet, just this fleeting moment of them saying, Ani Hashem HaTzadik, already bank them this tremendous chus. So, I mean, would you say that this is reaching the tafkid that the Ramban was talking about? The tafkid of all mitzvahs? Would you say this is fulfilling the kavana shenodalo shehu baranu? Would you think that they're embracing the kavana of Yetzirah? A few minutes later, they go right back to their evil ways. If you take a look at number 4 in the Medrash Tanchuma, Vayar Paro Kichodel Hamotar Vaborod Vakolos Vayosef Lachto. This is by Borod. As soon as the hail, I think I get a different shmuz on this once, but as soon as the hail stopped, when it was time to stop, it stopped. So, kach ken harashoam, kolz man shehein b'tzara machnin atzman. As soon as they are in trouble, they're very humble. Misha tzara veris, as soon as the tzara passes, chozrin l'kulkulam, they go back to their evil ways. So they said, Hashem HaTzadik, but it lasted as long as the bird was falling. Ay, Hashem HaTzadik. And when it's time to... for the burid to stop, they said the burid, like it stopped in midair. When it was time to stop, the hailstones stopped in midair. Once Hashem says it's time to stop, it stops. So, and as soon as it stopped, they were already rishoyim again. Chozin l'kukulam. So how meaningful was it? Yet, because they said it, they were zochet to godless. I mean, not such godless, but they were zochet to gvura. Wow, the trenis chus that the by Kriyas Yamsuf, when the earth opened up and swallowed them up, what a chus they got. So we see that, you know, sometimes we discount. I assume we're better than the Mitzrim. I don't just assume it. We are better than the Mitzrim. We are better than the Mitzrim. So we who we have opportunities to say Hashem HaTzadik, You know, it's not like we're looking as soon as the hail stops, we're already saying, oh, I'm just kidding. We don't do that. We take it seriously. So face, a person gets inspired during davening, and he says a pasuk, Hashem HaTzadik, in davening. He gets inspired by one bracha. Maybe gets inspired by saying Ashiyotzer one day. Maybe gets inspired by, you know, something else. His Rebbe said, he gets inspired and he feels it and he says it and he's molded to it. That's powerful. The mitzvim, who arguably didn't even mean it, it was just, they're under duress. They just wanted to get rid of the burah. They were being tortured. So they weren't even saying it because they meant it. They were just saying it and already zelcha lekvura. So a person is a shtickle fulfilling what the Ramban, shtickle. Such a powerful thing. But that's the whole purpose of creation. If you get even close to it, you're already zocha to something. The zocha l'kvura. Then you see in this Rashbam, it's going on Pasuk Chaf Hei. Vayirdefu Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim ran away. Vayavo Achreim Kolsus Paro. So they chased after Mitzrayim, chased after them. Vayavo Achreim Kolsus Paro. Is that the pasuk? Vayedvu Mitzrayim Vayavo Achreim Kolsus Paro Ichbo Frosh Voltoch Hayam. Oh, that's Chaf Gimel, I'm sorry. Vayhi Bashmoris Habokar, Vayashkev Hashem El Machim Mitzrayim, Banon Avaj, Vayomis Machim, okay. Vayoser Eis Ofen Markavosav, Vayinahegu Bekvedis, Vayomer Mitzrayim Anusim Ne Yisrael, Ki Hashem Nilcham Lehem Mitzrayim. So the Rashbam says, when the Mitzrayim saw that they were, what was going on by Yamsuf, Hayutorichim es ofne agalos latosa machreim. It was very heavy. They were trying to unhitch the wheels. Latosa machreim de lonus levroach achor v'lo yachlu. They were trying to escape. They're trying to go away. V'lam hayosim. Why were they doing this? Lefisha Amru Mitzrayim Anusa Bnei Yisrael. They were saying that the Mitzrayim were being hurt because of Klai Yisrael. They were trying to escape. So I think one of the other Mefarshim, is it on here? Somebody Mefarshim on here. That one of the Mefarshim say that they were Zocha to something else because of this Pasuk of saying, Ki Hashem Nilcham Lehem B'Mitzrayim. I don't see it here. Okay, let's hold off with that one. Come back, maybe we'll come back to it. Then the pasuk says in number 5, Chizakti v'kavdu v'paro v'yedu Mitzrayim Hanisharim. This is by Kriyas Yamsuf. And afterwards, Mitzrayim knew ki ani Hashem. Which Mitzrayim after Yamsuf knew that Ki ani Hashem Hanisharim, the ones that survived. Gam Nidvoim, also the ones who drowned, Lifnei Mosem, right before they died, they knew Ki ani Hashem. So this is not my shmuz, but the Rabbi Eliel Lapian has this shmuz. It's very hard to read in here, but I refuse to go into 2 pages. They want to make fun of me. So I made it very small, but you can barely read it. So if you could read that, you could read along. I'm just reading from here. ובשביל מה כל הרעש הזה? What was all this that was going on? And he writes, Ki ani Hashem. He quotes this Ebenezer. And he says that the Mitzrim will know Ki ani Hashem. Fine, the people who survived, we know. Okay, the whole Kriyas Yamsuf was Kedai that the Mitzrim should know Ki ani Hashem. But what about, what's the Ebenezer saying, also the ones that died before they died? In 10 seconds, they were underwater. So what was the... The Kriyas Yamsuf was also Ki ani Hashem for the Mitzvah that died. He says yes. He goes through that the whole Kriyas Yamsuf, Ribbono Shel Olam orchestrated, and all the 10 markers orchestrated, because not until even after the 10th marker, they still didn't have this hakara of Ki ani Hashem. So it was kedai for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn the whole world upside down. It was kedai for Klai Yisrael, the whole Klai Yisrael, to be put into a mukam sakana to reach this tremendous tafkid that the Mitzrim will know, Ki ani Hashem, even though they're getting it for a few seconds right before they died. This is such an amazing kiddush. Because we don't inherit enough that this is the tafkid of the world. It's the tafkid of creation. It's the tafkid of all mitzvahs. Just that we should be admit that we are, Hashem created us. So that's a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. So yes, it is kedai for Kadosh Baruch Hu to turn the whole world upside down. And Lechora, you'd think that everything was accomplished already by the 10 Makkas, or the Mitzvah still didn't get it by then. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu still trying to get the Mitzvah to do tshuva? Yes. He was still trying to orchestrate that the Mitzvah should do tshuva. It's like we say in the davening, Lo Yachbots V'mos Ames, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to see anyone punished. He's trying to get us to do tshuva, but till how far? Even after all the Eser Makkas, and even by Yamsuf, they're going into the Yamsuf. They're ready to attack. They're ready to kill Klal Yisrael. And still nothing. And the waters turn upside down. But Mamish, right before they died, their makir, we see it was Ki ani Hashem. That split second. And then there's their demise. And the whole thing is worth it just for that. Just for a couple of seconds. The idea of the shmuz, it should be hopefully not morbid, but it should be a chizik to us. Because even a moment of our inspiration is powerful. Look what, just for a moment of inspiration from the Mitzvah, it was so short-lived. What would it accomplish? They're going to die. In a couple of seconds, they're going to die. Yet the whole thing was still worth it. And just to conclude, you take a look at the Medrash Rabbah number 7 on top. So by Makas Borod, so the Medrash says, first, Va'ata Shlach Ha'ez, Va'ata Shlach Ha'ez Es Miknaka, Hashem warned the Mitzrim to take in your flock. Bo'arei Rachamo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see the great mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilu b'shas kaiso, even at the time of his anger, richem al reshoim al behemtem, he had such compassion for his, on these wicked people and on their animals, the fisha makas abarad lo haya mishach v'alei en el haya bol haaretz. Makas abarad was not sent for the reshoim or for the behemoths, it was meant for the dry land, for the produce of the land. V'ya mazhiran, and he warned them, sheyishmu atzman v'es behemtem, and he warned them to at least take in your animals. Take you yourselves, go inside, take in your animals, and nothing happens to them. Very nice hasra. Take them inside. See the rachim Hashem. Hashem gave them fair warning. So then the Medrash continues. It's not right away. It's on the next amud. Lama Havi Aleim Barad. Why did he bring Barad? Lefi, I'm sorry, not there. Ala Adam Vala Behema. Now let's read the whole thing. Lama hevi aleihem barad lefisha. And what's that word? Shesamu? Yisrael note krum v'ginos v'pardesa v'ilanos. I guess because the mitzvah made them work in all the fields. Lefichach hevi aleihem barad v'shavras hakol. So the midah k'neged midah, you made Klal Yisrael work all your fields, plant everything, and hard back-breaking labor. So Hashem made midah k'neged midah, wipe out all the abol haaretz, wipe out all the fields. That's a punishment for the mitzvah. Al adam al behema. He told them to take in the people and the animals, take it inside. Kivan shera kadosh baruch shlo shamu ledvarav. When a kadosh baruch saw that they didn't listen to him, they didn't listen. Masha amar lehem shalach ha'ez, that which he said, take in your flock. Amar kadosh baruch hu kedai sheyavo abarad al hakol. Then it's worthy for the barad to attack everything. And the Matnas Kuna says, kedai sheyavo abarad, pirish, kedai v'hagun. See, the word is kedai, not kedai. Pirish, kedai v'hagun is fitting. Who, sheyared al hakol, that the barad should attack everything, even the people and even the animals. Since they would not believers to care about themselves and their behemoths. So first of all, I have a couple of questions. Number one, just think about this for a second. If the IDF want to go into Lebanon or go into one of these rogue nations, they want to attack the nuclear reactor in Iraq, and they decide they have to do it. So, you know, they care about human life. They're going to send in their paratroopers. They're going to drop leaflets around, get out because we're attacking, and anything that's left here is going to be decimated. Just get out. Like, here you have this medrash here that is saying, Kivan shera kadosh baruch lo sham ledvarav, amar kadosh baruch hu, kedai, it's worthy that they're getting killed. What do you mean? What do you have to say? It sounds like you have to justify why you did it. What do you have to justify it for? I told you, get out, because I'm dropping leaflets. I'm dropping these leaflets to tell you to get out. On Tuesday, it's going to be decimated. Every single makkah was predicted with razor precision in terms of accuracy and time. And you didn't listen. What do you need any kind of justification? Number one. And what's the taina? If you medayik over here, in this Matnas Kuna, it's kedai that they should get decimated. They didn't have emuna to care about themselves and their behemoths. The language there is off. Emuna is a spiritual thing. It's believing in God. So it should say, Ma'achash in Maminim Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Maminim, and they didn't care about themselves. Which one is it? One's the Gashmias, and one's the Ruchnias. You're not Mamin to care. You didn't have a Muna to care about your car. You didn't have a Muna to care about your animals. It doesn't fit. It doesn't mix. It's like oil and vinegar. You're not mixing. That's question number two. Question number three. I mean, the Mitzvah were pretty evil people. The torture that they inflicted on Klal Yisrael is pretty massive. And they were warned. If you want to know why they Okay, this originally the makkah wasn't going to be for the Adam and Behemah, but if you have to be tola, once they did get it, why did they get it? I can think of probably many things that they did. Is that the worst avera that they did? This is the worst avera that they didn't care. They weren't maimon enough to take in their animals. Question 3. And question 4, like, what's pshat in the mitzvah? Now, Taka, why didn't they listen? What is it? What do you lose by taking in your stock? Just take it inside. Hedge your bets. You're not losing anything. What's the big deal? So, I think on the first one, why you need a justification, because you see HaKadosh, number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha is so precise. Even though Hashem warned you, but if you don't deserve the punishment, the fact that you didn't listen to the warning is not enough reason to punish. So it may be different than how we would think. I warned you. You know, if you stand here, I'm going to punch you in the nose. And the guy keeps standing there, so you punch him in the nose. He has a tie. What did you punch me in the nose for? So we say, because I told you I was going to punch you in the nose. But the Ron Shalom, that wouldn't work. Could be that wouldn't work here either. There has to be a reason. Just because the Kadosh Baruch Hu warned them to take in their stock, their animals, does not give sufficient grounds for that to be the reason. It has to be deserved. It has to be earned. The punishment has to be earned. It wasn't earned. So that's why there has to be a reason. So that's the first note, that the hashgacha is precise. There has to be a reason. Why isn't this whole, they're not maminim, it sounds, what kind of maminim if it's on their goof, on their in maminim, it sounds like, what is that? It sounds like a fakerai. So I think this is also a very important yisod, that very often the Sutton pushes us to say, what are you doing? You're a faker. This is not real. And often we're put into this position in our thought process that it's all or nothing. Either take it all or take nothing. There isn't anything in between. This is a very grave error. Here, the mitzrim could have been on the madrega to be maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that I care about my animals, I care about myself. To that level, I'm being maimin. I'm not maybe maimin on the higher madrega that I really believe, but I'm enough magushim that I'm maimin on that level. That's a level. So that was the taina on the mitzvah, that there's such a thing as it's not always all or nothing. You could take a little bit on. Number 3. Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't find any other avera to be told on. We see taka that this is like the Ramban, the first Ramban, that this is such an integral midah of emun and bitachon that we have to invest more effort into the herring. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. This is the most significant avera that the mitzvim did. This is the avera that they were told on. Right here. There's nothing worse than this. Yeah, there were plenty of atrocities that were committed, but this is very, very significant. And the pshat is, why didn't the mitzvim listen? Why didn't they just have nothing to lose? We get so caught, we go with chiddush here, the person gets so caught up in their thinking. Taka would made no sense. It didn't make any sense. We get so caught up in our own way of thinking that we can't see, that we taka should hedge our bets, that taka wouldn't have made any sense. A person has a hard time living in stira. So, yeah, it would have made sense for them to take in their animals. They would have lost nothing by it. So let's just chazer over it. See, that concludes, just a quick chazer. Number one, the tafkid of all the creation is that we should be moded HaKadosh Baruch created us. That's it. And yet, we can fulfill that. Not necessarily do we have to be every demonstration or declaration of that. There are small ways that we see make a difference. The mitzvah was zocha to gvura just by saying Hashem atzadik v'aniv amir rishoyim, and it was fleeting. They said it just under duress, and as soon as the hail stopped, they were already back to their evil ways, and yet it still was a schus. And then we saw from this Eben Ezra that the whole Kriyas Yamsuf was kedai just so the mitzvim should have this level of emuna just for a second before they died. That was also a tremendous chus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to turn the world upside down just to create that declaration by the mitzvim. That would also be kedai. And then we have from this last medrash. Okay, so the point in sync with all the other shmuzim was that even though that the Emuna was on a high level of Emuna, they were only maimin to the extent that was going to affect themselves and their behemoths. One can't call that the highest level of Hashem Hu Elokim. Hashem Hu Elokim, legabe, me worrying about myself and my animals, for that I'm saying Hashem Hu Elokim. But even that they should have done. That was the time of them. Why didn't you do it for even that? It's not all or nothing. Plus there are other chedushim, when we're doing that measure, I brought in some other chedushim also, but in terms of the string of chedushim, it fits in with this. Rav Eliel Apian brings in this just very, very nice maisa, that there was an old lady, and she went to the gadol to ask for a bracha, for arichas yamim. She was old, she wasn't well, so the gadol asked, why do you want this bracha for arichas yamim? She had no family, she was living alone. Why do you want this bracha for arichas yamim? So she said she has a lot of illnesses, some of them were pretty gruesome, and once a day she bathes, and after she finishes, she gets dressed, for 10 or 15 minutes, she's clean, she's able to daven, and she wants to be able to have that hana, to be able to daven, to thank Hashem for everything He's done for her. That's why she asked for this arichas yamim, just for that moment, that she's able to daven. So it's just after I saw the Ramban and I saw that story, it's like, wow, such an inspiration. We have so many, yetzaharas and taivas and so many things going on, but yet in the midst of all of our challenges and all those things, a person can mamish hook in for a moment, maybe three times a day, but maybe we can hook in into one tefillah once, to be able to be moda HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that thank you for creating me, just to be able to say that thank you. And in that we could mamish be mekayim the whole tafkid of the tayag mitzvahs, And it could be even the whole Tafkid of creation.